If you just tuned into the show, we are chatting all things comrades, and I've roped in a legend of the road, Nick Akinpora. How are you?
Thank you, Shayna. Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. And okay, let's dive straight into it. Comrades, this is your number?
This is going to be number 5.
Number 5. How are we feeling?
We are feeling hell of an excited, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay, that's good. Positive.
Positive thinking.
Nice. Everything. Love it. Nick, for people that are listening now, maybe they have run multiple comrades. Maybe they've never run comrades. Maybe they're not even runners, but they just want to know, what is this week building up to comrades? What does it look like? Like, you know, everyone's like, stay at home, wear a mask, or make sure you eat 10 kgs of pasta. Mm. Like, what is it supposed to look like?
You know, it can be a very stressful week, but also you need to remember that no matter what you do or what you think, comrades is coming your way,
mm-hmm.
and it's coming your way in 7 days' time. So you got to try and stay calm.
Mm.
You mustn't panic. You can go over your race plan, but don't do anything too differently.
Mm.
Get some extra rest. Eat good food, and the rest of it will take care of itself, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you don't believe in the whole, like, you got to hibernate for the whole week because you might get sick? Or
look, try and avoid public gatherings as much as you can, but
yes.
Also going to the expo, meeting your friends before race day, like, it's all part of the vibe. I also feel that, you know, unless you're picking up a tummy bug, if you're going to get sick, you probably would have already picked that flu bug somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
So race week is really just about getting mentally ready, but also getting in with the gears.
Mm. Okay, and Nick, now tell us, that we were chatting earlier off air, for those of you obviously who aren't in the studio with us, I have done one comrades, right? And my goal was just to cross the finish line. You are now going on to number 5. What is your goal for this comrades?
Hey, publicly on radio, like,
under the bus.
620. 620 is the goal.
What is that, an average pace of what?
It's about 425 kilometer.
Oh my word. Okay, so 620. And now for you, where did this whole journey start? When did you run your first comrades?
So I ran 2019 Uprun. I joined a local running club, and it was like comrades was everything we were doing. So I obviously took on the journey myself.
As you do.
As you end up doing. And then we had our two COVID years, which sidelined comrades for a while. And then I came back and did 2022. Didn't do 2023, did 2024 and 2025.
Okay.
So that's my comrades journey.
Okay. All right. So number 5. So basically you're halfway to 10, so you got to get your green number.
Yes, one day for
sure. Comrades is next week Sunday, and I've roped in the big dogs, Nick Akinpora. In case you missed it, we chatted earlier. Nick is running his 5th comrades, and he is a local legend. I've got people on the WhatsApp line saying, oh my word, Nick, you're amazing. You're amazing. Okay, Nick, question time for you.
Okay.
So this, people have been sending in some questions. One person says, please ask if running comrades on no training for 4 weeks is possible. Asking for a friend.
No training for 4 weeks, I think, is okay. Provided that you've done enough training prior to those 4 weeks. So if you train from January all the way through to the end of April and you had a whoopsie in May.
Yes.
I think that person might just get through comrades.
Okay.
Day.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe you're encouraging the wrong person to.
It will be tough.
Okay, another question. Do you have any lucky or favorite pieces of clothing that are reserved for race day?
Yes, I would say my arm sleeves.
Okay.
My arm sleeves, they come on and I'm ready to go flying up the streets.
Okay, yeah. Nice. All right, and then when you're talking about nutrition, how do you personally calculate your nutrition for the day? Do you eat actual food? Do you rely purely on gels? How does it work?
So on the day, I rely purely on gels and liquid hydration and liquid nutrition as well. I plan it to try and hit a certain number for the time that I plan on running. So say 6.5 hours, I want to have 100 gram of carb per hour. So that's about 650 gram of carb. And that's what I try and then split throughout the 6.5 hours and make sure that with my seconding team, I can pick that up along the way accordingly.
And also, speaking about seconders, I mean, shout out to the people who do the seconding, hey?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a huge deal.
It really is. I've done seconding as well as obviously run one. But the seconding is a major, major thing. And so if you are a seconder for comrades, we give you a massive shout out. You guys are incredible. And
the
real heroes of the day. Nick, thank you for joining us. Please tell us, how can people find you on social media? And you might get bombarded with some questions for comrades.
Oh, no problem. The more the merrier. You can find me on Instagram at NickTheBio, or just search www.makingarunner.com and
awesome.
Welcome to ask me any questions.
Yay. Well, Nick, we will be backing you. All the best.
Thank you.
And I will see you on the finish line.
Thank you, Shayna.
Amazing.
And I wish everyone the best of luck next week, Sunday.
Amazing.